Winemakers closely follow scientific studies about their products. NPR's Cheryl Corley spoke with an industry expert about how these reports have changed the way American wines are made and consumed.
Thomas Matthews is executive editor of Wine Spectator, a magazine that's covered the industry for 25 years. Matthews says this is the way winemakers first reacted to studies linking moderate wine drinking with good health.
With overwhelming relief and joy. You may recall in the 1980s there was quite significant what we call neo-prohibitionist movement. Warning labels were slapped on wine bottles, and there was a general sense that any alcohol consumption was unhealthy. But the scientific research over the last 10 years has shown pretty much convincingly that moderate consumption of alcohol, especially wine, and especially red wine, can actually be an important part of a healthy lifestyle.
So consumers have reacted to those studies by buying more wine?
Yes, although most wine drinkers would say that they drink it because they like it. But I think the whole idea that pleasure can be good for you has percolated through the culture in many interesting ways, including a more open embrace of wine.
Have people tended to drink more or less wine over the last 25 years?
It's gone up and down. There was a steep rise from the 70s up until about 85. Then there was a slow but noticeable decline into the early 90s, and since then it's been rising again. We still lag behind most of the wine-drinking world at about 2 gallons per person, but the quality of the wine we drink has skyrocketed in the last 5 or 10 years.
What are some of the other big changes we've seen in both winemaking or trends, even in consumption, over the past 25 years?
I think the biggest change in production has been a move from traditional artisanal production to more scientific production. In the past, great wines were mostly made by accident. Now they're increasingly made by design. Wines are of higher quality overall, and they more truly reflect the unique places they come from and the growing seasons that produce them. I think the consumers have responded by moving away from what you might call the symbol to the real thing. And I think this increasing level of knowledge on the part of the consumer has prompted better wines on the part of the producers.
Mm-hmm. Has there also been some concern, too, about not promoting it, perhaps because of concern about the dangers of drinking?
I think that the wine industry in particular has always felt a great responsibility, both towards the land, in terms of the way that the grapes are farmed, and in terms of consumption, and trying to promote consumption as a healthy part of a moderate lifestyle, a social event with family around the table, and a convivial part of being with friends and enjoying good food and good times.
Thomas Matthews is executive editor of Wine Spectator magazine. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace and directed by Barry Gortimer and Van Williamson. The production staff includes Melinda Weir, Steve Monroe, Sarah Mobley, Chip Grabo, Hannah Miesel, Kara Gerhard, Tom Bullock, Ari Shapiro, Jamila Bay, Claudette Haberman, and Melissa Gray. Technical director is Stacey Abbott, with audio engineers Stuart Grace, Renee Pringle, Tom Carpenter, and Arthur Halliday Laurent. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.